This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The day after U.S. and British forces launched a strategic strike on Houthi-controlled sites, the U.S. military has followed through with another round of strikes in Yemen. BP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Two officials tell AP the target was a radar site that was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. It followed a first day of strikes that hit 28 locations and struck more than 60 targets. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling the Security Council,
the aim of these strikes was to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their reckless attacks against vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The Houthis have vowed to retaliate. They maintain their attacks on shipping are a response to Israel's war against Hamas, who they frequently targeted vessels with tenuous or no clear links to Israel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As VOA's Jeff Selden reports, U.S. is fully expecting the Houthis to follow through on their threat to retaliate.
U.S. officials who spoke after the strikes were carried out acknowledged that there is a chance, and in fact, that there is an expectation that the Houthis still have some capabilities and will try to take some sort of retaliatory measures, that they will try to conduct either more attacks on ships or that they will look for other ways, either the Houthis or other Iranian-backed proxies will try to find some way to attack U.S. and Western targets.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says Turkey carried out airstrikes targeting Kurdish militants in neighboring Iraq and Syria on Saturday. This comes a day after an attack on a Turkish military base in Iraq killed 9 Turkish soldiers. Ministry said fighter jets destroyed caves, bunkers, shelters, and oil facilities, and many militants were neutralized in the strikes. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been ordered to pay the New York Times and its reporters nearly $400,000 in legal fees. Details from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Former President Donald Trump originally sued the New York Times and 3 investigative reporters over a Pulitzer Prize-winning story in 2018 about the Trump family's wealth and tax practices. The newspaper and the 3 reporters were dismissed from the lawsuit in May. New York's newly amended anti-slap statute bars baseless lawsuits designed to silence critics. Such lawsuits are known as slaps or strategic lawsuits against public participation. The judge ruled that given the complexity of the issues in the case and other factors, it was reasonable that Donald Trump be forced to pay lawyers for the Times and the reporters a total of over $392,000 in legal fees. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A massive winter storm has been pummeling much of the northern United States with blinding snow, freezing rain, and extreme cold. AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
The storm has made road travel treacherous because of blizzard conditions and so-called black ice, and it's generated dangerous sub-zero temperatures. Flight schedules have also been disrupted. The weather has already proven deadly, causing 1 apparent death from an Idaho avalanche and the death of a homeowner in Wisconsin removing driveway snow. The storm has also impacted politics. Republican presidential candidates in Iowa have had to make cancellations, and political leaders in Illinois have implored Texas Governor Greg Abbott to stop sending migrants to Chicago, which is on the verge of dangerous weather. I'm Norman Hall.
Polls closed Saturday in Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary election that will chart the trajectory of self-ruled democracy's relations with China over the next 4 years. At stake is the peace and stability of the island, 160 kilometers off the coast of China, that Beijing claims as its own and to be retaken by force if necessary. Domestic issues such as the sluggish economy and expensive housing also featured prominently in a campaign. China has called the poll a choice between war and peace. In a new twist in the abortion access fight, congressional Republicans are trying to block a Biden administration spending rule they say will cut off millions of dollars to anti-abortion counseling centers. The rule would prohibit states from sending federal funds earmarked for needy Americans to so-called crisis pregnancy centers, which counsel against abortions. Millions in federal funding currently flow to the organization through the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, a 1996 block grant program created to give cash assistance to poor children and prevent out-of-wedlock pregnancies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.